It seems like everyone is either starting a side hustle or becoming their own boss. And you know what they're hearing a lot? It's the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Sign up for a £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/sell23, all lowercase. Whether you're selling loafers or peace lilies, Shopify simplifies selling online and in person. Covering all sales channels, from a shop front POS system to its all-in-one e-commerce platform, Shopify even gets you selling across social media marketplaces. With their 24/7 help and extensive business calls library, Shopify is ready to support your success every step of the way. Go to shopify.co.uk/sell23 to take your business to the next level today. That's shopify.co.uk/sell23.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, gang. Now, if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic. Friday Flashback.
As I take my family to the alleged happiest place on Earth.
You're going
to
have such a good time. You are. You're
going to
get
that at all?
I do. You're going to get into the spirit of it. And also, it's like that one listener wrote you, when you see Michael see it, it makes all the difference in the world.
I'm down with that. But I have to tell you that to say that I'm feeling anything that would resemble pure vacation joy.
Right.
You know.
Oh, you're going to have to put some work in.
Well, I don't believe that I am, and I don't want to insult people because I know we've got a lot of people in our audience that are members of the cult.
Yes.
That, you know, that believe it. And you are one of them. You love the place.
Well, I love amusement parks. I've only been there once, and it was a great amusement park. But you know what? I'm almost as happy at this point.
And you went for free?
Yes. Because, well, we paid, Mike. We paid with my son's blood cells.
Well, that's true. When your family concocted that whole pediatric leukemia.
Yeah, when we dummied up all the records and we hired the actor to play the doctor.
You did that, to come in there, you went to the the Make-A-Wish thing.
Yeah.
Last I checked, he's doing fine.
Why does that doctor look like your uncle?
That's so not nice, but it's funny.
It's so long ago, I don't care.
I have been, and turned down Rob sending me just a Sasson.
Okay.
The fact that we did so many radio shows down there.
Yes.
Where you'd try to make fun and you'd try to have a good time, and it just wasn't conducive to shock jockery.
There was a couple things at play, and we have discussed this in the past, is not only would they have the tight reins on you, but when they put you down there, you'd be doing a show from ostensibly 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern.
Yeah, a good chunk of the show would be nobody would be.
Yeah, is there anything more horrifying than the notion of an empty amusement park and you're there all by yourself?
Yeah, and it just was I mean, we were young. First time I went down there was in my 20s. So, I mean, probably the awareness. No, I think we had a strong awareness that we were being used like toilets. Because they had a radio row. And radio rows are not pleasant. To explain to people that might not know, because you don't. If you're listening to the radio, you don't know where the hell we're coming from.
Right.
Radio rows take place at usually major sporting events, whether it's the Super Bowl, the Final Four, the World Series. And sports talk now is just they'll have a convention center room or a hotel ballroom filled with tables and DJs and equipment as all these shows are taking place at the same time, usually an afternoon drive or morning drive. And it's just...
I did a lot of them with you. I would say that the NFL... I never went to Disney with you guys, but I would say that the NFL did the worst job of providing any sort of courtesy for Radio Row at all. I mean, it was nothing. They gave you a table and
they gave us a table, and then we would be responsible for wrangling our own guests and trying to get people. The best one I ever did was CBS.
Yes.
that sent us out to Television City and had it prearranged that all the radio shows would get A-list TV guests. And
every 20 minutes.
Dick Van Dyke, and we had Bob Barker, and we had a lot of wonderful guests.
Sybil
and
Shepherd.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Sybil Shepherd. Do we have Sybil Shepherd?
Yes. Oh, God.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You sure?
Yeah. I have a picture of you guys with her.
Oh, okay.
We had her, Doris
send
Roberts.
Send me some of those. I'd like to see who I've interviewed in my
Patricia
career.
Heaton. I could just make stuff up.
Did we ever interview Ray Liotta? Did we ever have Ray Liotta on
No,
the show?
I don't think, not to my recollection.
Okay.
I don't think so.
I don't know. See, that's when, look, I'll be 63
Ray
this
Romano,
month,
does that and, count?
Ray Romano and Doris Roberts, the
yes.
late Doris Roberts.
Betty White.
Betty White was on the show. Just really,
it was fun.
That's all it's about. It's all, you know, when you're going to travel that far, you want to... You want to, you know, have A-list guests.
And
before
they
I
gave
get on,
you, Mike, they also offered you a part in CSI that you almost accepted until you realized it was a corpse and you didn't show up for call.
I don't remember that.
That's for true.
I'm glad you. That's one of the things when you were out that I missed the most was the idea of you coming in and being the show historian to remind me. Before I get any further to talk about, and I want to talk about the whole Disney thing.
Okay.
We had Scott Spindler on, great talking head, the perfect talking head.
Yeah.
The kind of guy that's just a smart person, an educator, somebody who's who just has great ability to explain what he does. And I just love it. The talking head segment has for a long time now. Never in a million years did I think I'd love it as much as I do. I always love having somebody on. He is a Disney guy. He likes Disney.
Yeah.
He's been to Disney recently, and he's been sharing some extremely valuable information with me. Now, speaking of that, I will go to, what am I going to go to here? This is a message he gave me yesterday, and he's on with Carla, too. When he's talking about
does two. He mention does he mention looking in your window at any time?
No, he's all right. He sends me if you have an iPhone 12 or 13. Oh, he gives me a recommendation on the battery pack.
Okay.
Now, one of the things about the battery pack that I will share with you and I will share with Scott.
Yes.
I don't think I have a need for the battery pack. Let me tell you why.
Okay.
I don't believe there is any chance that I will be staying in that park
long enough
to require a battery pack.
Now, here's a question.
And you can charge them, aren't they? Do they not have outlets in Disney? Is that the issue?
I mean, bet they don't. Because I went to Disney, I don't think.
I would too. I am right there with you, pal.
Yeah.
I am right there with you.
Well, you know that like on opening day, there were no water fountains.
That's because you're so funny with that, because I would bet they don't. That is so right.
Yeah.
Why would they? Right.
Yeah.
They're
well,
they're not going to give up electricity.
It destroys the dream. But
why do you need a battery pack in the first place?
Because you see, well, my thought is this, and I thought about this as I was driving home last night. Didn't you take your daughters to Disney? Did that predate the cell phone era?
I have a 26-year-old, soon to be 27.
Forgive me. Yeah, we should explain.
And a 24-year-old, soon to be 25. My mind is racing right now when it comes to Disney. I took them to Universal.
Oh, I thought you went to Disney. I'm sorry.
No, we
I'm
stayed sorry. Two times in Universal.
Okay.
Because I was protesting Disney, because Disney
That's
kicked
right.
us out.
And Universal's a good park.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun.
They got all the electricity you want at Universal.
But now that I think about it, when I'm thinking about that that queue where they take you back and forth and back and forth and back. And Disney invented that, I think, right?
Didn't Disney? Sure.
I'm going to assume the same guy...
the same Imagineer
that did Shredded Lettuce. there's several. I could make a list of inventions.
Yes,
that were maximum convenience for the store or the merchant
self checkout
or the self checkout.
Yeah,
created to completely convenience the store, but
exactly.
not necessarily the customer.
Right.
That line that goes back and forth was created to create the illusion of, hey, it's moving along. When in fact, if it was a straight line, it would go from Orlando to Bolivia.
Yeah.
That's how long it would last.
And the greatest thing about, and Disney is great about this. The two things I remember about the rides, one thing is please exit through the gift shop. Mm-hmm. And also those lines that go back and forth. You do like maybe, I'd say 10 back and forths.
At least.
And then you think you're ready to ride. You get in to an inside area that has that again.
Flight of stairs.
Yeah, well, yeah, but it has that back and forth again. What they do is they hide the bodies. They don't want you to see.
Yeah, so that's part of it. And I'm thinking, if that's the case and you're in those lines all day, perhaps a battery pack is a good idea because you're just not going to have a...
Well,
I don't.
If you're in the lines all day, Mike, you're going to be licking the battery pack.
I'm going to tell Michael, I'm going to make it real clear to Michael and to my wife that there will be no need for a battery pack because in the event, I will not be standing in a line for the amount of time that would deplete my battery. Now, the question is, and this is where when you said it to me, do you think, and I'm asking this legitimately, and answer me honestly here, do you think if you're not waiting in line, they would have places where, like, for example, walking into...
Like you would see at an
like
airport.
Like a snow cone shop where you might have an outlet.
I would say, Mike, if I can be afforded three words... I would say not a chance. Because if the outlets are there,
I know I'll get an
email. If the outlets are there, they're not selling the $30 recyclable battery packs. Now, here's a question as far as waiting in line.
You're right. If the outlets are there, they can't sell the battery. And they're selling battery packs in the park. It's just,
in the park.
This is. I'm trying so hard. I will have myself.
Wouldn't it be great if there
meds.
Was like.
I'll up my meds. That's what I'll do.
Wouldn't it be great if there was like a big 8-plug power strip coming out of the castle? There's like 1,000 people trying to charge their phone.
You know what? I'm going to look it up right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to look it up right now. Does Disney have charging stations?
Now, while you do that, I have a question for you about waiting in line. And I've done this with my kids because my kids like virtual reality rides, but those are one of the ones that I can't ride, like the ones where you wear 3D goggles and instead of the...
First thing.
Yes.
At the top of my Google, for $30 plus tax, you can purchase a portable charging system at third-party operated kiosks throughout the...
Third party, my ass. That's all Disney money.
Using any major credit card, just follow the prompts on the kiosk screen to dispense a kit that includes one fully charged portable battery.
There is a small, underprivileged child inside the kiosk, and his job is just to drop it.
Battery boy.
It's battery boy.
Oh God! Does Disney have?
But would you consider Mike waiting outside?
They've controlled the narrative. There is nothing
about outlets.
You know, outlets are. And that's all it takes.
Yeah,
is an outlet center. How to keep your phone charged at Disney World? Are there charging stations at Disney World? Where to get a charge at Disney?
Well, ask about the charging stations because that would be like at an airport where there's like you know a whole bunch of them ready to go.
Disney World is one of the most popular...
I know!
It's evil! It's always been evil!
For $30
plus
tax.
I'm 3 days away. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I come back. I hope I come back a week from Monday, and I am telling you guys about the most magnificent, but it's not going to happen, because they are evil persona. All right, here we go.
If you come back and you just say, the place had outlets everywhere.
Oh. Hold on, finally got down to it.
Okay.
Disney has lots of ways to keep your phone charged so you can enjoy the magic. There are outlets.
Look at this.
Located throughout each park that will let you charge your phone. In the past, guest relations used to charge phones, but you will want to check before relying on them. It's a scam. I'm not worried about the phone.
No,
I'm not going to be in the park.
Because,
longer.
Mike, would you be okay with if there is a line for, say, like Space Mountain, just for lack of a better ride?
Yeah.
And your son and your wife want to ride Space Mountain. Would you be okay finding a shady bench and waiting for them? And that way you don't have to stand in line. and you're
I don't know what I'm going to do. I really don't know.
I've done
I mean, I'm going to kind of wing it, and I'm going to see how it goes. And
you can sit on any bench, Mike, you know, for $30 plus tax. You can sit on any bench.
To me, having a charging thing, a little extra charging device, is not as important as hand sanitizer. We are going to have buckets of hand sanitizer.
$30.
So I am right now getting back to the original thing. So take the phone. And Scott, thank you.
Yes.
You're absolutely wonderful for suggesting these things to me. I know that I'm a bit of a nudge when it comes to this stuff. So he mentions that about the charging. And let me see. In all honesty, without having looked at your My Disney experience issue, the best course of action, even though it'll initially suck because the whole time will be so long, would be to call and get it worked out. He's talking about getting this information on my phone that they seem to not want me to have.
Well, you know, so he probably has a point, because when we did take the Disney cruise, gosh, I guess that was 5 or 6 years ago now, the phone was indispensable. Even though there was like no Wi-Fi or cell service, the app for the boat was indispensable.
Well, I've got something that's going to be relying on letting me know when times are and all.
Okay.
This is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. This I just am overwhelmed with the making things complicated that probably don't have to be complicated. This is just, you know, well, first of all, they charge a premium, so I'm not going to say something stupid like up the ante and just have less people come in.
No.
They charge $1,000 and people go into that park.
Right.
I mean, that's just the way it goes. So I'm going to probably over the weekend or in the car, yeah, even better,
yeah,
sit on hold for the – it was 30 minutes yesterday. I hung up immediately. I'm
okay.
Not going to wait a half an hour. And just talk to somebody and say, can you get the information on my phone? It's just –
Yeah,
it's just not unnecessary, you know. It's just
do you think
not
the
necessary.
Outlets, especially at Epcot, are all going to be like European outlets?
You need an adapter. We've got them for sale for $35 right over
plus
here.
Plus tax.
Slide down. I don't know. I don't even know now what rides. I haven't done my research, so I don't know what are the attractions that are special. I don't know.
Well, there's
what
the classics.
I've got. You know what I've got? I've got my. That'll be a thrill for me because I was a little boy.
Yeah.
First time I went, I was a little boy myself. So the idea of going on Pirates of the Caribbean with my son is a thrill to me.
Haunted Mansion holds up. Haunted Mansion is a great dark ride.
I look forward to that. And Space Mountain's another one.
Space Mountain's amazing. I almost didn't fit when I went, but I made it happen.
You know, I hope I, you know, my work, you know, pays off a little bit. Do you know if they have, like spots on the rides?
No,
spots.
That's mostly a Busch Gardens thing I've found.
Oh,
out.
They don't do it for
no.
you.
You'll be fine.
They have fat. They have obese people all over there. And I'm
also,
not obese like I used to be. So
Epcot,
that's good.
Do that ride Soarin', Soarin'.
Did you hear what I just said? I just realized how ridiculous that sounds. Oh, I'm not obese like I used to be.
No, I'm like, well, Mike, you're no longer morbidly obese.
I mean, I am. Yeah, I
well,
still
so am I. I probably, you know, even
are you really? I thought you'd lost 75 pounds.
76 as of this morning, but I think I'm still a fat guy. I'm going to talk to.
Do you have excess skin?
Gallons of it.
No, do you really? Do you have like? Like a Shar-Pei?
No, it's not. It's not like that. But there is some adjustment that's going to have to be made, especially around the stomach area. There's a little sagosis. Yeah.
Okay.
But, right.
Well, that's a good problem to have.
It is a good problem but that ride Soarin' is great. And then, you know what? You don't need to do Small World because he'll be annoyed by it and you'll be annoyed by it. Don't do that.
Right.
And then the classic carnival style ride, like the teacups and the flying Dumbos, those are always very cool.
Well, I will let you know. You know, exactly what the deal is. And I just think that I like the help that I'm getting from Scott. He's kind of my go-to. He's been
good
with me on Facebook. And we shall see. Because today was officially the last day of school. My son is out of his mind. And the report card came in today. And, you know, it's basically a math grade.
Right.
And a writing grade, a reading-writing grade, and both a 92 and a 96.
Wow.
So I'm very, very pleased with that. So, you know, just great marks across the board.
That's great.
With attentiveness, participation
in class,
all that.
Do they do, like, plus, check, and minus?
They do a he gets in two subjects, the two biggies.
Right.
You know, the reading, the writing, and ciphering. Those three subjects are
arithmetic.
The one.
The
math and English are the two subjects where they get the letter grade.
That's great.
Got A's in that. And then the rest they have. This is another thing. Maybe they should have this at Disney.
Yeah.
They have a coded number system.
What?
That, hey, Michael, get your report card. I want to share it with our listeners. I'm proud of you, if you don't mind.
Is there like a ring that you get to know his grades? It's coded.
You got it? Oh, good. He had it right. He had it handy.
Where is he?
Hi, buddy.
Let's see him.
He's Ray. Come on over here. Say, take your bow. Take your bow.
Hey, right, buddy. Congratulations on summertime. You made it through another year. Good job.
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to read your report card to everybody. You can get out of here. Thank you. I love you. You looking forward to Disney? Me too. You're not drumming. Don't hit the drums. Don't hit the drums, please. Thank you. Michael, one. Do you want to go to Disney?
Ooh.
Want to ever game again in your life? Yes. There. See you. Shut it all the way. All the way. All the way. All the way.
Do you want to go to Disney?
So there is a coded system.
Right.
Where, and only in the language arts, that's the category.
Yeah, English.
And math. And all the others are satisfactories. That's the top, which I've always thought is crap.
Yeah.
You know, I think you ought to be. I like judging and evaluating.
Well, what the most important thing is comparing yourselves to others.
Yes, that's it. It's the American way.
Yeah.
It's what you're going to deal with the rest of your life anyway.
Exactly.
So you might as well. So he got in language arts, he got a 1, a 3, and a 5.
Okay.
And on the back, you'll see that this is the key.
The super
for
code.
The 1, the 3,
super secret
and
code.
The
yeah.
5. All right. Effectively uses class time.
Great.
That's a 1. Actively participates in class. That's a 3.
Cool.
And a 5 shows positive attitude.
What? How many coded numbers are there? Are there any bad numbers to get?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Like, what if I got a 9? What's a 9?
You would be unprepared for class.
That's me.
If you got a 10, you would be inattentive, participation unsatisfactory. If you got an 11, classwork is incomplete. Number 12, homework is incomplete. 13, major projects incomplete or unsatisfactory. 14, irregular class attendance. 15, student performance below grade level course. That's,
and of course, Mike, 16, hygiene.
16 is per state statute.
Oh.
Promotion. Why'd they say fourth grade? He was in second grade.
Is he in the
I
wrong
guess
class?
Fourth is when they make the decision.
Has he been going to the wrong school again?
Grade level 2.
Yeah.
I'm reading it right here. So in the math category, he got a 2, a 3, and a 6. A 2, a 3, and a 6.
It sounds like the good numbers are lower.
Academic improvement has been shown. Actively participates in class and completes homework. And that's it. And then
the best
A's.
You can ask for.
So, and then all satisfactories, displays positive attitude, works well with others, works into, and that's all 4 quarters, participates in discussion, pays attention, follows rules, follows directions, completes tasks. I'm proud of the
you should
guy.
Be. You know,
even though it's second grade, that's it. Very, very
when
happy
we had our
that.
One-on-one progress meetings here at Podville Media, I got a 2 and an 8, and I played well with others. And I was
that's
told
wonderful.
I was
that's
satisfactory.
Wonderful. The highest number you get would be apparently some question about moving on to the next grade level.
Yeah, I was saying that. Like, by saying state mandated, is it one of those states where even if you fail, they still move you on?
I don't know.
Sounds
don't know.
Like it by 16. DeSantis would know. Does it open up into a larger classroom?
I don't know. 14's bad, too. Irregular class attendance. We were good with that one.
Okay.
Except
what
at the beginning of the year.
14 could just be irregular.
Major projects, 13's major projects incomplete or unsatisfactory. So it's all that. So half of them are good and half of them are bad.
Yeah, I don't like that they have numbers.
No, I'm sorry. More than half of them are bad. More than half of them are bad.
Mm-hmm.
So from 7 through 16 are all negative ones, which, okay, of course, there's more negative than positive.
Of course. I think,
you know, so that's it. And it's just he's bouncing off the walls and he deserves it. He's excited. It's going to be 2 months and then back to the grind again.
Two months out?
He'll be going back the middle of August.
Okay.
So, yeah, about 2 months and 2 weeks.
Okay.
Something like that. So the teachers look good today. We are there extra early at school this morning. I want to roll my window down, but it's just too fast to drop off.
Right.
I wanted to say thank you to everybody. And then there was one particular it was casual day.
Oh. Because mostly coat and tie for the kids, right?
No, I'm talking about the teachers. The teachers normally are dressed a certain way. They all look like they were wearing gym clothes today, like they were just hanging out. So it was a wonderful day.
Did you send a gift to his teacher? I think he ended up really liking his teacher this year, right?
That is, most of the year.
He got through it. That's important.
He got through it. This was not his best year. He didn't love it. He looks forward to next year.
Well, that's amazing that he pulled those kind of marks with a teacher that he wasn't in sync with. That's great.
That is absolutely true. We shall see where he goes. But I think that his attitude, we seem to have done the right thing communicating with him. And I know he's only 8. But, you know, when I look at his mom and we came by today, my wife's place of employment where she's working, and she was outside talking to Michael. Michael got out of the car and I was able to just observe with her positive feedback and to just look at his face. And, you always wonder how long is that going to last.
Right.
But to see the look in his eye and how excited he was that he had done well was special, you know. And he's a good kid. And you're absolutely right about the whole Disney thing. This is what I said. I didn't bribe him with, hey, if you get A's, we're going to take you to Disney. I said, if you do well in school, we'll take you to Disney. And he did. And he's really excited about the trip. And I promise you that I will, you know, even if I am out of my mind,
right,
I'm going to keep it in my pants. I'm not going to have, I refuse to, at this age, in my declining years,
now
being an elderly father,
right,
I just refuse to let things like, hey, we'll sell you a $30 phone charger, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like that has to go back to. Doesn't it sound like it's pre-charged and then you turn it back in?
Well, if they do, then you should get your $30 back.
I don't know.
The way Scott explained it is it's yours, but then you can trade it in for another one that's charged.
I think you can take your own, too. You can take your own.
You're not going to do that. But it won't have a mouse on it.
There are websites with the best day to go to the park. There are websites with the worst day to go to the park.
Oh, I've already decided years ago that you can never try to outwit a crowd. You can't do it. People will have theories all day. Like there's someone who'll say the secret to a theme park is to go to the attractions clockwise, because counterclockwise is what your body is sort of programmed to do, mm-hmm, and you'll hit the rides in a different order if you go clockwise around the park. I've tried this. This isn't true.
Well, I will tell you that it's end of school, and then the weekend, we drive up to Disney, and then the Disney week, and then what the hell do? We just really don't know, because, we're not really prepared for it. We're not really. He's got a couple of things that he's doing. He's doing a little golf.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing a little baseball camp, which
is that's
exciting.
Great.
We've got Florida Gulf Coast University right here around the corner, and they've got a stellar baseball camp, which I'm really excited about.
They got sort of a happening sports program. Weren't they in the 64 this year?
They are an up-and-coming school,
right,
at least with sports, I think academically as well. But it's really on the rise, and it's fun to have that because it's not down here a college town. This is a town where you go to die. The next step is casket town. After you come to this town,
it's not a college town. It's a casket town.
Right. I cut a guy off in traffic today, and the horn was like the whole, the 10-second hold of the horn.
Yes.
Where it's like, and I look in my rearview mirror, and there's a guy with a 100, a Marlboro 100 out of it. I'm sure it wasn't a Marlboro, but it looked like it. It was hanging out of his lip, and I just came to a complete stop. I'm that guy.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm that guy.
You should be.
And this guy, he was smoking his Marlboro 100, and he was 1,000 years old. I'm like, ha-ha, die. And no further altercation. It was kind of passive aggressive. No, that's not true. It was fully aggressive. And we were on our way. But no, having young people, and by the way, the Walmart for the college is the Walmart next to my house. So when that time comes, it's just it's wonderful and exciting to see all the co-eds.
Yes,
see the kids, the fresh-faced kids, getting ready for an education.
Mike,
I'm not going to sound like a dirty old man.
No, I was part of that, too, when I took Robert to a class for the first time this fall. We had to go to Walmart, and there were so many fresh-faced kids.
It's fresh-faced kids. That's what I like. We got to take a break. That's all we're going to do on this.
I said hi,
we're not going to have that discussion.
TMOS Classic.
Hello?
Yes, I'm sorry. Hello?
Hi, sir. My name is James. I am calling you. Home Solar Department, how are you?
I'm good. I'm going to record this call, okay?
Sir, the reason of my short call, your home qualifies for the latest incentive on solar panels. I believe you are the homeowner.
I am. I own this house and many others.
Okay, and sir, I believe you are living single-family house, not a condo home, not a mobile home.
No, it's not a mobile home. It's a mansion.
Sir, we are providing some free of cost information that how can reduce your electric bill up to 70%.
How much does this information cost?
Sir, we are providing some free of cost information that how can reduce your electric bill up to 70%.
So the information is free of cost information?
Yes, sir, free of cost information.
How much does it cost?
Sir, no cost. I believe you are living single family house, not a condominium home, not a mobile home.
I live in a mansion. I told you this.
Okay, and are you still paying more than $100 on your electric bill?
Do you know how much my electric bill was last month?
Okay, and sir, are you receiving any discount from your electric company?
Hold it. Don't you want to know how much my electric bill was?
Sir, I believe you are still paying more than $100 on your electric bill.
My electric bill last month was $260,000.
Okay, sir, we have provide free of cost information that how can reduce your electric bill.
I think one of the reasons that my electric bill was so high is I heat my home with hair dryers.
Sir, we are providing, we are helping some those owners who pay high electric bills.
Yes, where are you calling from? Where are you?
Home Solar Department.
The Home Solar Department?
Yes, sir.
Oh, does Billy still work there?
Sir, I transfer your car for my senior supervisor. Can you talk to you? Okay?
I would love that. Hey, what country are you in?
Sir, I transfer your car for my senior supervisor.
Can't wait. What's your supervisor's name?
Yeah, hi, Marcia. This is Francis Lehman, supervisor from Solar USA. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you? I was just speaking to that other gentleman. Does Billy still work there?
Yeah, he's working here.
Oh, that's fantastic. Tell Billy I said hi. Can I speak to him?
Yeah, I'm the supervisor.
You're the supervisor? What's your name?
Francis Lehman.
Hi, Francis. How's it going, man?
Sir, actually, we are just helping you to save your electric bill up to 50 to 60%.
Fantastic. Okay, I have a question. What's the name? Hey, Francis, pump your brakes. I have a question. What's the name of your company again?
It's a Solar USA.
Solar USA. Are you actually located in the United States of America?
Yes.
Where are you right now?
I'm in Florida, Miami.
Miami?
Yes.
Very nice. Good weather down there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And good-looking women, right?
Sounds good.
Right, with bikinis?
You're kidding with me?
I'm not. I never kid about
you
women.
Are.
Let us start from the beginning. How can you save me money?
So I'm just qualifying your house on our program, that your house qualifies or not. So that's why I'm saying, are you the homeowner?
I am.
Okay, and it's a single-family house, right?
Yes, and only one family lives in it.
Okay, perfect. So just one last thing, that you pay more than $100 to your electric bill.
Yeah, average, that guy that I spoke to before, I was trying to tell him, my electric bill is extraordinarily high. Do you know how much I paid last month?
So that's why I'm asking that.
Francis.
You to provide you options that how you can.
Can I call you Frank?
Electric bill.
Can I call you Frank?
Electric bill.
Can I call you Frank?
Yeah.
Listen, Frank. Last month, March of 2016, I paid $260,000 for my electric bill.
$1,000 on your electric bill?
Yes.
What are you doing with electricity?
Well, I've got a couple refrigerators. There was 6 executions at my house last month because I have an electric chair. And I have an electric stove. And also, I need to tell jokes in my line of work. So I have an electric weenie.
All right. So do you want to reduce it or?
Well, I mean, 260K seems high. And I'd like to reduce it, yeah. So what's your plan?
What's your
plan? Listen, we can sing together, but we can't talk together. So let's take turns. What's your plan for me?
The plan is that we are, our specialists call you back and provide you all the information. And if you put solar panels on your rooftop, you know very well that it can reduce your electric bills.
I'm nervous because if the sun goes out, then what happens?
Yes, yes, obviously. Just because of the sun, solar panels can work for your house.
What about nighttime?
In the nighttime, there is no sun. That's why solar panels don't charge. If they have charged units, it can help you to save your money at the nighttime as well.
Do you think the solar panels will charge as much as my wife at a department store? Ha! Am I right, Frank?
Not in the apartment. We are not doing the solar panels on the apartment.
No. I know. I was talking about like a...
That's right.
I was talking about like a credit card. It was a joke. Do you like to have a good time, Frank?
I'm not talking about your credit card. I don't need your credit card number.
Okay, I wasn't going to offer it. I'm just curious.
You have a good credit score. It's more than 680, right?
Oh, my credit score is 679.
That's perfect. It's more than 650, right?
Oh, did you say 650?
Yes.
My credit score is 649.
Then take your middle finger in your
Excuse me? I believe he just called me a fucking asshole.
TMOS Classic.
Sound Town. We call this stereophonic sound.
Sound Town.
Was it yesterday that you were talking about Zoolander and his sous vide cooking?
I talk about it all the time because it makes me laugh so much that he will be producing this beautiful, gorgeous,
perfect
prime rib that he makes sous vide, and he will always put, "Hi, Mike." It's just so funny to me that he's done that because he knows what a disaster I am in the kitchen. It amuses me greatly. It really
does. I might be mistaken, but somewhere in the cobweb recesses of my mind, I think that the sous vide process was pretty much invented by the Howard Johnson's organization.
Really?
For reheating food and keeping it hot at their restaurants.
Okay.
Well, Mike, this is sad. Howard Johnson's have been around since 1925. You know the orange roof.
Yeah.
But
loved him when I was a kid.
The last Howard Johnson's restaurant in Lake George, New York, has shuttered itself.
That's
no
sad.
More Howard Johnson's restaurant. So let's take a moment to remember this catchy jingle.
The home of good, good food is Howard Johnson's.
Clam strips.
Now have
yes.
Howard Johnson's. Good, good food at home.
The clam strips were great.
Well, they could have been slugs, too. It was just deep fried something that it was deep fried and chewy. That's all it was. I mean, there's no resemblance to a real clam. But remember, they had Hojo Cola.
Yes.
They had Hojo
everything.
Howard Johnson's
and the Hojo
Cola.
Dog.
Yeah, the Hojo Dog. Yeah, the orange roof.
And remember, of course, Howard Johnson was a character in Blazing Saddles.
Oh, that's correct, Howard Johnson.
Howard Johnson.
I forgot about that. Mongo, don't go to town.
So, also, Mike, gas, I don't know if you've heard this or not, but gas is sure getting costly. And in Los Angeles, this week, it hit $8
a gallon.
$8 a gallon. Not everywhere, but there are stations. So here is I believe, a customer and a consumer advocate talking about $8 gas in Los Angeles.
$140 to fill up my van. Crazy.
This is just an orgy for the oil industry, and the legislators have absolutely no answer for it. But $8 a gallon is just beyond outrageous. People have to stay away from gas stations like that because they're predatory.
The last thing I paid $8 a gallon for gave me cirrhosis.
I love that guy, though. It is an orgy. It's an orgy for the oil companies.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like so many things now where everybody's like, I don't know. Unbelievable. So
all right,
sad.
Here's something to make you smile. That makes you sad. Oh, mm-hmm. So sad. This makes you happy. So happy. John Tesh, as you know, recorded and wrote the theme to the college basketball. That is, it's called Round Ball Rock. Yeah, exactly.
One?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he performs it in concert, and I didn't know this. He actually now on his concert tours, when he's not hosting his radio program, he plays
Intelligence for Your Life with John Tesh.
He actually plays a voicemail he left for himself when he thought of the melody of the song. He thought of it.
That's cool.
And left
and they
himself,
have it.
Yeah, and well, he plays it in concert, and so. This is, he plays it, and then it's followed by the actual band in concert playing the song.
Tape for pro basketball.
Hi, this is a message for me about the NBA theme. Here's an idea. It goes like this.
That's cool enough.
Yeah.
I kind of dig that.
I'm no
Can
great
Can you play
fan.
That again? I want to hear the way that...
Yeah.
Because it almost... It matches, but not 100%.
Kernel of an idea is basically what it is.
But he wrote it, so he got it right when he finally did it. I want to hear that.
I'm
That's
no
cool.
great fan of him, but I would like to hear that song performed live like that. It sounds nice, doesn't it?
It does sound nice. Yeah, I'd love to hear
so
this
So here
again.
Now, the original demo tape for pro basketball.
Hi, this is a message for me about the NBA theme. Here's an idea. It goes like this.
Is that it? And is his band that big that's doing that?
Well, I think all the horns are synthesized.
Oh,
but,
really?
Yeah, but still, I mean, it's a big, it's a whale and pound of sound right there.
That's very, very
and
cool.
Also,
did I tell, I forgot to tell you this. I don't think I mentioned this to you. We can talk about it in the future. I scored tickets for September, I believe. This September, we are going to be in the audience for EWF, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh, wow.
Something I've wanted to, and of course, immediately somebody said, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Mark Miller, I think, was like, yeah, they're all dead.
No.
I said, shut up.
One has passed
still...
away. One has passed away.
I'm beyond excited about that.
That is going to be a great
They're
show.
They're coming right here, right to this town.
Just
I'm very,
them?
Very excited.
Just them? Because for years they toured with Chicago. And I
don't
always
think
thought,
it's Chicago. No.
I always thought, I don't want to see half of an Earth, Wind, and Fire set list. If I'm going to see them, I want to hear them all.
Very, very cool.
That
very
is cool. Good job. Mm-hmm. And let's close with this, Mike. A question. What's the fastest, and maybe not you, but I know you know a guy named Schmike. What's the fastest that Schmike has ever gotten his motorcycle up to?
I remember the most sustained speed was 85 through Wyoming.
Okay.
That was sustained. I probably have gotten it up to almost 100 miles an
well,
hour. Well,
you know what? You seem a little ashamed of that. Don't be when you hear this cam footage, this chest cam footage from a policeman who pulled over a cyclist and had to give him a citation.
A motorcyclist, not a
motorcyclist,
a cyclist.
A motorcyclist.
A biker.
A biker for his speed.
You know how fast you're going?
No. That wasn't fair attention. I mean, yeah, I don't know.
So listen, I am going to issue a citation for your speed, all right?
Okay.
147 in a 65 mile an hour zone. Okay?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, I didn't realize how fast I was going.
147 in a 65.
On a motorcycle, I think you hear the IQ that requires.
Well, I
right
think
there,
the cop gave him a fair break on the ticket. He only wrote 140.
147 miles 147 per hour.
But I love the fact that the cop says 147 in a 65. It's like, oh, well, there. Well, now we know. Anyway, Mike, that's all I got.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.